This is Voices from the Classroom, a WFSU radio project sponsored by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative.
My name is Catherine Kent, and I'm a senior at Leon High School. I think a big motivation of where I am today was my parents. They've really pushed me to reach my full potential and always seek out opportunities. And then I think another big factor is I just really wanted to, like, succeed. I started dual enrolling the summer after my freshman year of high school. Ever since then, I've been taking mostly classes at TCC, and last semester I started at FSU. Dual enrolling is while you're in high school, you take college classes at the university, and a lot of high schools even offer them at the high school on campus. I think dual enrolling has really been a big opportunity for me. So the way I keep the balance in my life is a lot of hard work and a lot of sleepless nights. Since I did start dual enrolling to try and balance homework and chores and friends, it's been really hard for me to find that balance. If you feel like you're not good at something, it doesn't mean that you are. Sometimes it just means you're scared. If you feel like you're gonna give up, you talk to someone. It took me a long time to finally figure out that, like, I'm not bad at math. Just because the popular kids don't do math, or, you know, kids on the Mathletes or whatever aren't, like, my best friends, doesn't mean I'm bad at math. I think that's one of the biggest problems with a lot of high school kids today is they let so much influence come from their friends at what they are good at and what they're not good at. If you're good at math and science, like, that's not a bad thing. Some of the most popular kids are the smartest kids in school. Don't let other people tell you what you're good and what you're not good at. Just keep trying, and if you like something, go for it.
The American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.